Welcome to all of you around the world. I'm Carolyn Nelson. This is the Hour of the Time, and with us is
Tim.
We are here tonight because survival tactics are of top importance. First, I have an announcement. William Cooper has thoroughly analyzed the intelligence reports on military activity, troop movements, armor movements, and the world's political situation. William Cooper does not believe that patriots are in any danger at this time. William Cooper believes, based upon all information, that the United States is preparing to go to war. William Cooper does not know which country has been targeted, but based upon our best analysis, it appears that armored units and large numbers of troops are preparing or are in the process of being moved to South Korea in preparation for a preemptive first strike against North Korea. William Cooper believes that this is not in the best interest of the United States of America, but it is in furtherance of the goals of the United Nations and world government. However, if our military forces engage any enemy, we will support our soldiers and will do anything in our power to make sure that we emerge the victor. We are now going to discuss survival and what you need to do to prepare.
Good evening, folks. I'm Tim again. I have some, I hope, more helpful hints for you folks this evening. I've been getting several phone calls in the last couple of weeks from people wanting me to go over different things again pertaining to survival. So I hope you have a pen and paper handy. As you all know, listening to the Hour of the Time, you should have a pen and paper handy at all times. First of all, I would like to say things that you need for field or even staying at home when things become in short supply. You still need to get a list together. Check what you have in your medicine chest at home, what you have in the pantry, paper goods, clothing, and such. The other night I was talking about going to your different big stores and buying clothing that would be on sale. And yesterday I had an occasion to go to one of the bigger stores, and there were some folks there, and they were all buying $90 winter jackets on sale for $40. And while I was picking up some socks, a gentleman was telling his wife that he was going to get two jackets because it was such a good deal right now. And he was telling her that she ought to look through the rack and find one that would fit her, because later on this winter, when things get cold, an extra jacket would come in handy. So that kind of just stayed in my mind. So anyway, if you have your pen and paper handy, let's talk about safety and comfort. What you'd want to do is get some sturdy shoes, heavy work gloves, cap, and hat for weather protection, goggles or sunglasses. Now, don't forget, this list that we're making up, folks, is for either-or situation, spring, summer, fall, winter. One full change of sturdy clothes, a tent or tarpaulin for shelter cover, candles, windproof matches, fire starters, heavy-duty type knife, a rain suit or large poncho, rubber boots or overshoes, five-buckle military goggles or galoshes come in very handy. An extra pair of glasses, if you are wearing glasses. I wear glasses. A friend of mine is in the business, and he told me, Tim, he says, you should have an extra pair of glasses. He told me this years ago, and I kind of forgot about it for a while, and one day him and I were out shooting, and I had a piece of something come back and crack one of my eyeglasses, so then and there I picked up an extra set of glasses, and I carry two pair at all times. Cooking and food care. Portable cooking stove, extra fuel for the stove, heavy-duty aluminum foil, a full mess kit for each person, at least two extra cooking pots, one lightweight water kettle, cooking utensils, knives, forks, spoons, spatulas, paper towels, cooking mitts, napkins, hot pad, fry pan or two, two medium-sized plastic wash tubs, a two-week supply of paper plates and related knife, fork, and spoon, a water filter, two bottles of water tabs, and safe cooking oil, something that won't spoil, such as your cottonseed oil. Stay away from oils that have animal fats in it. So your like Mazola oil, cottonseed, and various oils would be good to store up. Sanitation supplies, a porta potty, toilet paper, one roll for each person. Infant supplies, Doreen talked about this a couple of times. Build up your supplies of medicines and needs and diapers and such for the little ones. Large trash bags for your trash. Soap, hand and dish, disinfectant, pre-moistened towelettes. Two plastic 5-gallon buckets. You can use one of those for a outside porta potty and one for trash. Toothbrush, mouthwash, shampoo, toothpaste, Ziploc bags for storage, scrubber brush and pads for dishes, an extra couple of wash tubs also. And while I was at the big store yesterday, another thing came into mind. I was over in the toiletries area. And they had these travel packs of toothpaste, small toothbrushes, small bottles of shampoo, mouthwash. You can buy all of these small items, and they're easy to carry. And you also can keep them in your backpack or your butt pack with you, and you always have those type of items with you. Tools and miscellaneous. Axe, shovel, broom, dustpan, handsaw, hammer, nails, pry bar, screwdrivers, adjustable wrench, channel locks, rope. Get some rope that's at least 100 feet, whether it's a quarter inch or through a half inch. Duct tape, camp lantern with extra fuel and mantles. Some travel cards and games to break the monotony of areas that you might be in and you don't have no TV or whatever handy. Some form of identification to keep with you. Money or items that can be traded. Now into the survival section on our page in our catalog is water, 1 gallon a day per person minimum. A first aid kit with instruction book. Food, lightweight, high nutritional. Can opener, manual type, portable radio with extra batteries, preferably a shortwave radio that has AM and FM properties to it, and also you can listen to the hour of the time. Flashlight with extra battery and bulb. One thing that on a flashlight, what I do, folks, is whether it's A or D or C batteries, When I put the batteries into the flashlight, I take a piece of masking tape, wrap around the battery, and put the date on the battery that I put them in there, and that way you'll always know how old your batteries are. Essential medication. If a person has heart problems, could be a diabetic, has severe allergies or whatever, increase your medication that you can get and keep it with you. A fire extinguisher, a watch or clock, battery, and a wind-up, either or in case you run out of batteries. You always got the old standby wind-up style. A lot of you young folks don't know what those are. It's just an old watch, and Timex makes a camper's watch now that is a wind-up type, and they're about $18, I guess, now. Space blankets, sleeping bag, ground cloth, water purifier, salt tablets, and vitamin supplements are very important. For car and travel, which would be a mini survival kit, bottled water, first aid kit again, non-perishable food, such as MREs or any type of, MREs are meals ready to eat that the military is using right now, and there's a lot of dehydrated food on there. I'll talk about dehydrated food back here in a minute. Space blankets, lightweight sleeping bag or bedroll, poncho, shoes, change of clothes, small package of towelettes, gloves, hat, flashlight, simple tool set, fire extinguisher, road flares are very handy even to help start fires, local maps of the area, heavy-duty knife, hammer, and pry bar. Now, that should be kept with you in your vehicle. A lot of times people don't realize what they have in their vehicle can help them at any given time. So anyway, I hope you all got that down. Later on, we're going to be taking a few phone calls. No, we won't be taking any phone calls tonight. But getting back to dehydrated food, what you got to keep in mind if you're eating dehydrated food, you must take a lot of extra water with you. Dehydrated food, as you eat it, you may not feel that you're getting filled up. But what it's going to do is start drawing the fluids in your stomach together, and this will expand the dehydrated foods, and you're going to need more water. If it doesn't, it's going to start pulling back from your moisture content, and you could have problems. So anyway, be very careful of that. And one thing I want to go over with you again, we do have an Independence Day special going on shortwave radios. We have the Panasonic, and we also have a radio that's less expensive. We have two different package deals, one for $129.95, the other for $239.95, and it consists of either or radio, Panasonic or the cheaper model, a Panasonic portable tape recorder with voice activated system sound level equalizer, variable speed control, one Sony tape, 120 minutes, six Millennium AA rechargeable batteries with lifetime replacement guarantee, and a Solarex solar NiCad battery charger. So either or unit would cost you $129.95, $239.95, plus $7.50 for shipping and handling. And if you buy this before July 5th, 1994, we'll give you a free universal AC adapter. Those of you folks that's called in, they wanted me to repeat that. For other folks that don't have a lot to spend, there is a perfect opportunity to start listening to the Hour of the Time and getting prepared and listening to Mr. Cooper and what he has to say. Do you have anything right now, Carolyn?
I have to put my microphone on, and I could just share with you one thing that I bought today. It might make you laugh. But it's a rope halter. I thought that I would be prepared, and it might strike you as funny, but there could be a time when a horse or a pony could facilitate movement if I have a backpack on and my car is not available. What do you think?
That'd be a good idea.
$4.35.
Especially for us folks out west where there is a lot of animals, it'd be easy to catch one and to help us go wherever we need to go.
Tim, even if I couldn't ride it, I just might be able to ride it bareback, but I could put a load on top, and it could help me to move.
That's true. One thing I wanted to let you know, folks, I have acquired in parchment paper the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the Gettysburg Address, and the Constitution. And we're trying to get these out to people. I've had a lot of requests for them. They finally have arrived, and they cost $1.60. And they're very nice. You can open them up, and you got directions in there. They heat them with a hot iron to fold them out, and they really make a real good display for a lot of people. And you can put the regular written Constitution underneath it, and people can see how the original Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence and such was really written, and the names and the signatures on it. Since I finally got those in after a couple of months of waiting, a lot of people have really took them to heart, and they're really giving them out to a lot of others. So anyway, that's one little thing I got right now.
Tim, I could add that my postcard is available also. You can call in or write in about the price. It has the Bill of Rights on it, and on the other side is the preamble. And I encourage everyone out there to use it in every situation. Tim's wife has them at her restaurant. The Chamber of Commerce here and in the few surrounding towns have them. Some of the students are getting involved in giving them out, even though school has closed now. I suggest that if you're involved in selling vitamins or Avon products, that you think of acquiring maybe 1,000 and putting one in each package.
Well, that's a good idea. I've been giving them out at my store, and I bought them in, and we're just getting it out to spread the word of the Bill of Rights and the word of the Constitution. Folks, one thing I'd like to indulge with you tonight, I'd like you to say along with me, because I don't often hear it said anymore, even around schools. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And that's to a republic and under God, folks. Remember that. Thank you.
Tim, I could add here that all of the families that are homeschooling their children could involve this pledge to our flag at least once a week, if not every day, in their homeschooling.
Well, that's one thing that when I went to school at my time, we were never without, but I don't see it anymore, but that's another story. Folks, one thing you might want to think of is investing in some shelter if we might be on the move, which some of us will be, and that is into small tents, two-man and three-man tents, which are dome or the old-fashioned pup tent or trail-style tent. And I don't care where you buy this stuff, folks, of what I advise you of, okay? I don't care where you buy it, as long as you get something. Because if you have something, somebody else has something else different, the two together can really help each other. So I don't care, like I say, where you buy it, as long as you buy something. Remember, you're going to need shelter. You're going to need clothing. You're going to need items for self-defense. You're going to need fishing equipment. If you live near lakes and streams, you can fish. Monofilament line can come in many ways handy, such as helping somebody that needed first aid, where monofilament would come in handy. I don't want to get into a medical aspect on this, folks, but it does come in handy. I've done it. Your fish is free in the lakes and in the streams that you can catch. You can use the monofilament for snares, just a multitude of things. There's many books out there that you might want to go on trapping animals for food for later. A lot of this would be advantageous at a later time.
Doreen shared many of the different types of wild animals and snakes and different menus that you can prepare when you're out in the wilderness. I know that William Cooper has given an announcement that we patriots are not in imminent danger, but remember, we are always preparing. And at this time, if you're in the same state that I am, you are not quite prepared, and it's time to focus on tents. And I could ask Tim about the tube tent. Are you familiar with a tube tent?
Yes, I am. They are kind of expensive. They're in the various magazines. But where a person has a family or there's two or three people, sometimes your hex tent, your dome tents in the nylon with a floor generally run 7 or 8 pounds. Your two-man trail tent or pup tent weigh approximately 3.5 pounds. There's also the various sizes of military tents out there for larger families that are pretty substantial, ruggedly built. Most come with a liner that you put on the inside, and it gives you approximately a 2-inch dead air space between the actual tent and the inside liner, which will protect you both winter and summer. Anyhow, you want to keep enough water with you. Try and carry enough water. You want to keep the water clean as possible. Don't forget the use of any type of a good chlorine bleach, which will really help to keep the yuckies out of the water. And if you have your water tabs with you or filter straws, here again, it will help you from contracting any type of disease or something that might be floating in the water. AlkaFilter makes a real good straw, and they also make a good portable aqua, which is a tablet. So there's a lot of good things out there you have to look at. And go ahead, Carolyn.
Tim, I could ask you if the shower carrying case can be used for carrying water that you could drink, and then if you do have a surplus of water, you could use it for a shower, but it would be a good way to cover both points just in case.
Well, if you're carrying a lot of water with that solar shower, Carolyn, you could create a lot of pressure on the twist nozzle on the bottom, and it could spring a leak on you. It would be a good idea to pack some extra water. You could use that water, too, for boiling. Being a black plastic, hang it in a tree. It will absorb the solar energy, and it will warm cold water and make it usable.
I have one of those also.
Okay, another thing you want to remember, folks, in your first aid items is get something for poison oak, poison ivy, ticks. You have to check the different areas that you're in here in our good United States, and see what little mites are out there, and just prepare and go to your local druggist and tell them what you're looking for. And another thing you want to get is sunblock. And also there's a cold cream out there I used this last winter on my face, and it does protect your face from getting real cold. It acts much as like sunblock, but it keeps the cold from you. Sunblock 15 or any of the various numbers means to put it on 15 minutes, 8 minutes, or 10 minutes, or 20 minutes, and you do just so to protect you from the elements, especially in the summer with the hot sun. And
Tim, when it comes to packing your backpack, where do you put your sleeping bag? I purchased a backpack before I knew what an Alice pack was, and I was trying to put the sleeping bag on the top, and it seemed a little top heavy. Is there a preference?
No, it's up to the individual. Short people, I find, don't like to have that big bulge of the sleeping bag behind their neck. They'll carry it and tie it on secure on the bottom of their rucksack, whatever they're carrying. Some of your taller people prefer to carry it on top. Then, too, it depends on the weight of the sleeping bag. Some sleeping bags will weigh anywhere from 6 actual pounds, not just the stuffing, to 11 to 12 pounds on your colder type bags. I have found that your colder type bags for 0 and minus 10 degrees, and I have some and I weighed them on a scale in the store, they weigh just at 11 and 3/4 pounds. Now that's my scale. It's not a tested scale, but it's one that I use. The lighter sleeping bags I have for a 20 to 30 degree temperature, they weigh 5.5. So it all depends on where you want to put the weight when you're backpacking, Carolyn.
Thank you. What I'm focusing on right now is packing my backpack, and then I'll pack my car, and then I might have some things stashed away at a certain place. Do you recommend taking both sleeping bags at the same time so you're prepared?
Well, it depends on what you have. Some people only have one. If you have two, if you got room to carry it and a way to carry it, remember, if your car breaks down or you have to walk, you're going to be carrying the load. Another thing I wanted to talk with you folks is insect repellents. Make sure that you keep those with you. The various insects all over, you just need mosquitoes and gnats. We have a lot of cedar gnats out here in Arizona in the flatland. So you want to be prepared against those, plus your snake bite kit. There's various things on the market, afterbite, stingies, things like this after you do get bitten, that helps relieve the itching and the burning sensation. Also, you want to take in your medicines an antihistamine along, and to help fight your allergies.
All right, Tim, we're going to break.
In the land of cotton, old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixieland, where I was born. Look away, Dixieland. Oh, I wish I was in Dixie. Away, away. 'Cause in Dixieland I take my stand to live and die. Thank you.
It's time to talk about Swiss America trading, another kind of preparedness. Your survival is going to count on it. You're having your assets changed to gold, silver, and other precious metals that will stand by you when paper money is gone. I want you to call Gene Miller at 1-800-BUY-COIN. Call him tonight and leave your number, and he'll get back to you. And when you talk, ask him for the newsletter and any other papers that would be helpful for you to understand why you really must act now and protect your assets. Call Gene Miller at 1-800-BUY-COIN. And listen to this for a moment.
A letter from William Marsh, 28, a radio operator with the 101st Airborne, to his mother, Elizabeth Marsh, of Loveland, Ohio.
Dear Mom, it's dead zone time, that time during the day when it's just too hot to do anything. So we stay inside our rented Bedouin tents and sweat. I drink about 8 liters a day of water to keep from dehydrating. We wear boxer shorts or nothing beneath our heavy cotton polyester uniforms. That's to prevent crotch rot. And we use powder to prevent lice and crabs. We spend time writing letters we won't get answered for a month, hauling water, filling sandbags, cleaning our equipment, and complaining. We have live rounds which make us drunk with the idea of using them, and we have our protective gas masks on at all times, which keeps us sober. All our meals come from little foil pouches that we heat by throwing out on the ground. Works better than a microwave. We anxiously await going home or going to war. And as the crisis escalates, even more deeper probing brings only more questions. Can I handle the emotional stress of watching my friends die? Can I handle the physical stress of trying to save them? Do I have the courage? Can I take a life? Will I fight or will I run? Am I prepared to give my life so others may live free? I love you, Bill.
Call Gene Miller at 1-800-BUY-COIN. You heard what the young man talked about in his letter to his mother, and the preparations that he had made or were made for him as part of his training. I'm going to let you research just where this young man was, when it was. I'm not going to tell you. That's part of what we do here on the Hour of the Time. We give you information and we expect you to find out where it came from and whether or not it's true. But if the announcement that William Cooper made earlier is taken to heart, there may be letters coming from overseas to mothers in our country. Are you prepared? Are you prepared for what all this means? Call Gene Miller at Swiss America Trading at 1-800-BUY-COIN. Call him soon and ask for the information that he has. He's located in Phoenix, just about 5 or 6 hour drive down the way from where we are here in St. John's, Arizona. Talking to all of you around the world, I know that you outside our country are listening closely to the information that you're receiving and you're watching, and we look forward to your moral support as we go forward into whatever is going to be happening, either overseas or in our own country. In fact, it is happening already. And I know many of you out there have called Gene Miller before, but it wouldn't hurt to call him again at 1-800-BUY-COIN. Thank him for this broadcast of the Hour of the Time. Tim?
Okay, thank you, Carolyn. Yes, thank you, Carolyn. You folks have called in and asked me to do a program for the little folks out there. Doreen has covered what we can do for infants and some of the young children. I've stated before to get your children active. When you're going out looking to buy equipment and clothing, take your child with you. Get him involved. Buy him a little pack. Buy him his own little flashlight, him or her. Take your child, and if they're you think they're old enough, buy them their own little pocket knife. When you go out to the field, let him whittle on some wood. Let him get used to handling a knife. Show him the proper way to cut away from you so that he don't get cut. Never run with a knife out in the field or anywhere so he don't trip and fall and stab himself with it. You as parents take the responsibility to teach the young ones the proper use and care of equipment. Yes, Carolyn.
Tim, I could add here that when you come to the convention in August, from August 1 through 5, here in St. John's, you'll find that William Cooper's daughter, Pooh, who is now 4, will be running around telling you to point your scissors down or point your gun down or even point your pencil down as you walk about.
Yes, it's very good training. Get the young folks involved in what you do. Just even going out picnicking, teaching water safety. Make the young folks involved in what you're doing. Let them build their own little tent. Show them how to put one together. If you don't know, go down to your local camping store, hardware store, gun shop, and there's all kinds of different survival tapes. Videos that are on the market that can be purchased, or just watching some of the hunt movies that are out there. And yes, Carolyn.
We might suggest that you encourage your video stores to stock 2 or 3 of these very important tapes. I think they would move quickly and bring them a lot of business, and they would teach the public.
Yes, there. Like I was saying, there are several tapes out there. Names I don't know. Tinks has some good ones. There's various outfitters, meaning guides, that demonstrate safety along the way as they're on hunting trips to get the young folks involved in watching these films. And it would be a great, great benefit later, how to build a campfire, how to make one using a magnesium fire starter, or the new spark light with their fire tabs, along with several of the different types of fire sticks that are out there, trioxin fuel. Just get involved. Everything that you think that you have to do, what you need to do to survive in what's to come in the future, they have to know, and they can help you. Gathering wood, making tent stakes, how to make an X-frame so you can build a one-way shelter, keeping a small fire rather than a large fire,
will keep you just as warm. A large raging fire you don't have control of, and it heats the area too much, creates too much smoke and too many sparks going in the air. So you want to keep it small. So these are just some of the tips that I'm trying to help you with. And make sure that the little folks have proper gloves and clothing. Scarves, very important for a little child to have a scarf around their neck to keep from sore throats and getting a croup and such. So just take the little folks in stride, and you'll be surprised and amazed how much they'll learn and how much they will retain of that knowledge and be excited doing it with Mommy and Daddy.
Tim, you could also suggest that Mommy make a bag that could be used for carrying kindling, and it could be made small enough so that the young people could easily carry it. Sew on a couple of handles at the top. It can be just a stiff piece of cloth, and you'd be surprised how many logs or small pieces of twigs could be placed in this and then carried from the woods back to the campfire.
Yes, a lot of these things are just helpful. If any of you folks have any other ideas, you can call in or you can write me at Surplus and Stuff at P.O. Box 3300, St. John's, Arizona, 85936. And I'll be more than happy to pass on your suggestions or help you in any questions that you might have. Again, I want to talk, when you go to the grocery store, buy a few extra medical supplies, cotton balls, alcohol, peroxide, Band-Aids, cling gauze. A lot of these things will be a benefit to you later, especially when you can't get them. And if the truck lines or anything shuts down, or you have a disaster like we had in California, a lot of those people done without for a long time, and just buying one or two extra boxes of this, that, or the other, they would have had a little bit to share with others to help them out in a time of need.
You can also call me at 1-602-337-2562. And, of course, I pass on the information immediately to Annie, William Cooper's wife, and to William Cooper. And I might add here that all of you out there that haven't been to the dentist lately, make an appointment. Mine's on July 8th, I believe. And Tim's wife went twice last week. So the rest of you, get going. Don't postpone it. Don't postpone calling Gene Miller at 1-800-BUY-COIN, and don't postpone going to your eye doctor or to the dentist. I'm serious.
Yes, another thing, folks, you want to write in to Carolyn about is the different tapes that Bill has to offer and the different books that are available. He's trying to catch up with orders. Orders that I get coming in through my store, I turn over to Bill and Annie right away to get them moving. So if there is a delay, please bear with us, because we are busy and we're trying to get these items out as fast as we can to you. So sometimes it might take a little bit longer, but we are trying. We're only a few people around here, and we're trying to do it all for all of you out there. So kind of understanding. Bear with us. I get some phone calls sometime, where's my order, or how come this isn't here? Well, a lot of times I might run out myself, and I don't have the items in stock, and Bill is the same way, and it takes time to get other supplies in, especially out west here, so we can get them back to you folks. So please bear with us, and we'll do what we can. If you call, like many of you have, I don't want to mention any names on the radio, but I've had some real heartwarming phone calls from you people out there that really give me a lift, and Bill too, as to what we're trying to do and help you folks, and we're just trying the best that we can.
Tim, how much is a porta potty, and do you have them in stock? I would like to buy one as soon as possible to use in my area.
Well,
I might not backpack it, but
yes, there's a couple of different types out there. There's one that's just come out on the market. It looks like a 5-gallon bucket, and it comes with a disinfectant. I don't know the price of it offhand, but I don't think it would be too expensive, probably under $20. The chemicals and the plastic bags are reusable, and the top makes into a seat, or a person can make one using a 5-gallon bucket and a little imagination and making your own little donut. And there you have it, and make sure that you have some good disposable bags that don't leak and such. Put some type of, there's all kinds of chlorine chemicals out there, both dried and liquid, that you can use for sanitation purposes, and you can dispose of these bags.
Oh, that's helpful, because I think I was familiar with a type that was purchased some years ago at Sears, Roebuck, and didn't have the bags. I think the friend used to go to the RV disposal center to unload his porta potty, and it sounds like the plastic bag style would be even more useful.
Yes, there's a Reliance makes one. It's called a porta potty, and is very durable. And they have a blue toilet deodorant that goes into it. You can buy it in a box of 12-pack box, and it's pretty well sanitary type of thing. I've never used one myself. But since the subject has come up with you and others, I'm going to get some in, and we will try one on our next outing in the next couple of weeks.
I don't suppose you'd recommend backpacking it. I think we'd have to take to the woods. Though in winter conditions, in a tent, I guess you might have an adaptable one that you could backpack?
Well, you could take this if you're going to be in a stationary area, and take a couple of shelter halves or some extra plastic, and build you a little cubicle outside among a couple of trees to keep you out of the wind, and you could have a little privacy and all. Another thing I'm checking into is old parachutes. Old parachutes are beneficial. The nylon, I don't know the type of nylon, but they're very weather resistant. You can cut them into pieces 8x8 or whatever, and you can use them also to wrap around you to keep the cold off you, and you don't have a bunch of wind blowing through it. I've seen this done before, and I didn't try it this past winter, but we are this winter. But parachutes, old parachutes, cargo chutes do come in handy. Go ahead, Caroline.
Well, before I knew you, I had purchased one of those hoops that the children use to swing their hips with. And
oh, the old-fashioned hula hoop.
The hula hoop. And I bought a shower curtain that has the built-in tabs that go over the top of the rod. And I thought with a piece of rope, I could possibly hitch this up if one were in a permanent situation. Doreen mentioned another good idea is to carry an old umbrella and turn it upside down and hang the shower curtain from the little prongs.
Very good idea. It's all it is, folks, is others helping others with ideas. Nobody knows it all. I certainly don't know it all. I get tips all the time from people, and we just have to help each other in different ways of existing when there is a problem.
Remember that you can start preparing your articles for the newspaper, because a lot of this information can be repeated in print and shared by Xeroxing it later on.
Some of the other things that we should go over with the little folks in mind, again, is clothing, shelter for them, medicines for them. Socks, very important to keep their feet warm. Remember, a lot of little people can take a lot of cold or heat like us grown-ups can. So we have to have a little extras for them. To me, the little person out there is very, very important. There's many, many times that I see little folks out on the camp trails when I go out backpacking or riding in the mountains. And their folks just let them run, and they don't have any shirts on. They're getting sunburned. Or in the wintertime, I've seen some folks with their children out hunting, and they got just a thin, light baseball-type jacket on, and it's 20 above zero and stuff, wind blowing and snowing. It just bothers me. So we just got to protect the little folks and just use a little common sense on survival, picking up equipment. Remember, radios are available, scanners are available. And again, I want to say, I don't care where you buy this stuff, as long as you get something. People helping others.
This morning I met Bill the plumber at breakfast, and I told him why I was late meeting him a couple of days ago. It was because I was driving down the street and I saw this little toddler on the curb, unattended, totally unattended, with a diaper on. And so I pulled over, and the little tyke just ran around the corner and into the store and found the people he was supposed to be with, and they seemed totally unconcerned as to where he had been or what. So keep an eye out and start preparing now for the little ones that are going to be with us.
Another thing you want to check is the maintenance on your vehicles, folks. Don't forget your vehicles. You're going to be using them. Keep your tires in good repair. Make sure that you have good tread on them. Make sure that you have extra oil with you, whether it's transmission or engine oil. Extra coolant for the radiators. Check your belts and hoses often. Lights. Anything that you're going to be able to use, you must have in good repair. A lot of times I've known a lot of different people, well, I'm just going to use this vehicle for work, or I'm just going to go haul a couple of loads of wood. And you see him broke down with his old junk truck or vehicle. And to me, if I'm out there cutting wood or I'm out hunting or backpacking, when I leave my vehicle, I expect to come back and turn the ignition key on and make sure it starts up. And fortunately, I have a good mechanic that I do business with, and out there at the Rip Beer Emporium, and he takes care of our vehicles to make sure that they do run. And you just never know when you're going to need it, so keep your gas tanks full. You never know when crisis might prevail and you might not have gasoline. So keep your gas tank full at all times and keep some oil with you. Yes, Carolyn?
Maybe you should be sure that your vehicle can go in certain places now. Don't wait until that time when you might want to take off across a field and you're not quite sure whether your vehicle does it. Many of them can, but if you haven't tried it, I'd suggest maybe you try it now.
Yes, on the food offers that Bill has had in the past, and that's in our catalog, you might want to try a sample pack of dehydrated food and get to use it and know how to use it for when an emergency does come. You won't be stammering around saying, well, what do I do now, or how do I reconstitute it, how do I cook it, whatever. Get involved and do it now. Don't wait until the emergency arises. Be prepared. That's all I can say and stress at all times. Also, buy you a good compass so you know what directions you're going into. Learn how to read it. Learn land navigation. Work with others in the family. There's a lot of instruction books out there on survival, compass reading, how to take care of yourself in hot weather, cold weather, for this and that. You'd be surprised if you just reach out and try to find what you need, whether it's at a library, camping store, or whatever. You'd be surprised what you'll come up with.
Tim, I happen to have a telescope. I'm not quite sure how to use it, but I wouldn't pack it in my backpack, but I might throw it in the car, or maybe leave that for the third phase, where that's the frosting on the cake.
Well, telescopes do come in handy, and there's various styles out there. It's just what a person wants to get into and what they want to look at, from looking at the stars all the way through looking across wooded areas they're going to have to cross.
I kind of had the satellite in mind, but I suppose I wouldn't be able to see it from here, though they can see me.
That's quite a distance. I've never gotten into that facet of looking before. It's always amazed me, but I don't know that much about it. So anyway, folks, if there's anything that we can do for you or help you in any way, you can give me a call at area code 602-337-2975. If I'm not there, you can leave a word on the answering machine. If you will, please talk slowly, correctly, so we can get your phone number, return your call, and get a correct message of what you're interested into. And we'll try and help any way we can. Remember, you folks on the East Coast, there's 3 hours difference between your time zone and Arizona. So we'll try and help you any way we can.
Call me, Carolyn Nelson, at 1-602-337-2562. And with that, Tim, I'll say good night.
Good night, Carolyn.
And good night to all of you out there around the world.
Oh, dear.